Ladies and gentlemen, you can cut the atmosphere with a knife. Well, the humidity anyways. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And ladies and gentlemen, you could blame that all on Marshall.
That's right.
Because I like he loves this weather. I'm willing to take a survey, and I bet you that most of our listeners would say they dislike it.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think most of our listeners would say that. But I'm the one sitting in the air chair, and I dictate what is liked and what's not liked on this show.
Well, I got news for you. I got a letter. Hold on. Let me just read this little letter here, ladies and gentlemen. It says, Mr. Marshall,
yes.
If you don't end this weather soon, you will not. You will not. And it's in big letters. Be permitted to view my new movie, Godzilla.
Hey, Godzilla loves this weather, too.
It's too hot for him, he said.
Yeah. Roam the earth when the climate, you know, volcanoes and everything.
Well, we said him. We're not sure if Godzilla's a him, right?
We're never sure if Godzilla is a him. In one movie, it was the stupid Godzilla movie, it was a female.
Yeah.
And it was giving birth to all these other little Godzillas, and it looked like it didn't look like Godzilla. It looked like a big overgrown rat.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, anyways, hey,
okay.
Speaking about movies,
yes.
I finally saw the Avengers movie 2 days ago.
It's very good, right?
Yeah, but I hate the way they left you hanging at the end.
They did leave you hanging, and you have to admit. A lot of fighting, a lot of action.
And a lot of people died that you shouldn't die. But thank God, I've read the comic book, the graphic novel they call them nowadays. There's a story. So I kind of know what's going to happen next. You know, I kind of know what's going to happen next, even though they do take liberties on and movies. But other than that, it was a great movie. I had fun once again.
Yeah,
it's a
fun movie.
Yeah,
definitely a fun movie.
Yeah, the Marvel movies are fun. But anyways, and every character I love from every movie is in there.
Yeah, I figured you would enjoy it. I really did figure you would enjoy that. That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
All right, enough of that.
And I'm glad you're enjoying the weather because for the rest of us, what can I tell you?
Before we get to the weather.
Yes.
The town is, and we reside in a town on building, beautiful building on the green in Sharon. So it's blown insulation time, right? They discovered there wasn't any insulation in the walls here, okay? Zero. So they're blowing in insulation. So I come in this morning, and I see this papery stuff all over the place. And I go in the front room, you know what pocket doors are, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a set of pocket doors where one side leads to the outside of the house.
Okay.
Well, guess what? There is absolutely nothing in the walls. So what happens when they blew in the insulation? It came right through up to where the pocket door is and blew right inside because there was the pocket doors just ran up against the outside wall.
Oh.
So I come in this morning. And now right where the pocket door is, there's like 3 inches of insulation sitting there.
Well, they're going to have to get that out.
Yes, there are. They're going to have to. They're going to have to come with. We've got a real expensive Electrolux. Clogged it right up.
So yeah,
sure. They're going to have to come in and they're going to have to vacuum it out.
Some heavy duty dry vacs, yeah.
So, a listener, now we can get to the weather because a listener, Deanne Romeo Lyle, said, I can't wait for the snow. So, there you go.
I agree. I totally agree. And there's nothing like that even closely similar in the forecast. Hazy, hot, and humid. Late day thunderstorm today. We're in the low 90s. Shower, thunderstorm in spots tonight. Then that dies out, 70 to 75. Partly cloudy with a better chance of thunderstorms Wednesday, 85 to 90. They die out Wednesday night. Sun and clouds, just a tiny bit less humid on Thursday, 85 to 90. And then you're back to low 90s and sunny Friday. Looks like showers and thunderstorms are possible Saturday and again on Sunday. To what degree and how widespread they are going to be still needs to be determined. I don't like what I see. I don't know if the computer models are handling it. The jet stream is going to take on what we call a positive tilt. Okay, so if I could explain it to you, this is how the jet stream will be looking come Saturday. It'll come out of Hudson's Bay in Canada. And instead of moving south, it's going to move from Hudson's Bay across the Great Lakes to Iowa. When it gets to Iowa, it's going to turn to the right and come across Washington and Baltimore and then to Cape Cod. It's called a positive tilt. When this happens, the front associated with the trough stalls, and usually little lows or waves of low pressure develop along the front, and they move along the front from the southwest to the northeast. And when that happens, it usually means one of two things: wet or showering. I say wet because if the low is off Delaware, that could mean it's just a rainy situation for us and not convective with thunderstorms. But if the low goes tracks across New Jersey to Long Island, then we could have showers and thunderstorms. And to me, it looks like it could really get wet sometime Saturday afternoon to Saturday night, which is not good for a lot of people, including us, because the lake has their annual picnic this Saturday. 250 people are coming.
Well, it's not good for us either, because listen to this. On Saturday, we have the Sharon Sprint Triathlon at the Sharontown Beach at 8 o'clock in the morning. Hotchkiss Library has a morning of fun and food to honor Sharon's volunteers. It's the 11th Annual Sangria and Jazz Festival in Ghent, New York at the Hudson Chatham Winery. All right. Studio tours from Central and South Berkshire County happen all day Saturday. Also on Saturday, Berkshire Botanical Garden has their annual grow show. On Saturday, Discovering Our Founders is a lecture on sculptor and artist William Dryan Paddock. Once again, it's not as busy as last weekend, but it's still busy this weekend on Saturday.
It is. And anything that's in the morning on Saturday, I think, will not have a problem. I really don't think that this stuff will begin to activate until sometime in the afternoon and into Saturday night. At least that's the way I see it now. So those events that you just mentioned that were in the morning, I don't think you'll have a problem with that.
All right.
So let's see how it evolves as we go through the week. They have not asked me, the association has not asked me for my opinion on the weather for Saturday. In a way, I'm glad. Another way, I kind of personally get insulted because the social director, Mr. Gary Garrison, he's watching his apps on his phone. And to me, that is that's a slap in the face. But, you know, if you don't want to take advantage of a meteorologist that's at your lake and you'd rather watch the app, then I think you get what you deserve. Don't you think that that's the way you should look at it?
That's the problem with people nowadays. They do everything through their phone, and it's stupid. Yeah, you're right. I'll tell people I'll run into people and they'll say, "Oh, it's going to be so and so tomorrow." How do you know? I saw it on my phone. So I say, "Well, you know, I got a live meteorologist that tells me something different." And 99.9999999% of the time, what you see on the app days ahead of time is so just totally wrong. And even on the day of it, it's just wrong.
Yeah. And that's what I said. So they get what they deserve. But I have to tell you quick. Oh, we got a couple of minutes. Yeah. We're shooting part of our movie at the picnic Saturday night because Elaine, I think I told you.
Yeah, the
singer. In the movie, she's playing. Yeah, she sings Who Can I Turn To? So we asked the band if they could play it, and they said yes. So she's practicing. So we're going to prepare to shoot that at the picnic, and that'll already be one scene in the can, which I'm glad about that. However, I wasn't sure about going up last Saturday because the weather was so iffy, but it cleared up in the afternoon. We went up because we needed to scout an area for the ferry. So we went to New Jersey's biggest lake, Lake Apatcom, which is not far from where we are. And we went to a place called the Jefferson House. And they have their own boat, sightseeing tour boat. We spoke to the owner, who is very lovely, female, Robin. She said, you may shoot on the dock, you may shoot in the boat, not a problem. And as fate has it, upstairs, they have a banquet room. I said, can we see that? And she brought us upstairs, we saw it. I think we could actually have our annual dance there, and from the prices she quoted me, could be half of what it cost us for the last 20 years.
Wow.
And it was nice, and the dinner was good. You know, we had dinner. She sent over drinks on the house. Very, very lovely person. So that was productive. And then that was the end of the weekend, because come Sunday, I was dying up there. You can't stay in the lake all day.
Yeah.
It's just out of the question. So 3 o'clock, I packed up and came home. It was just too brutal. Too brutal.
So the house you went to was the Jefferson House?
Called the Jefferson House.
Well, we're moving on.
I got the wrong Jefferson.
You got the wrong Jefferson. But when you get a chance, Google Jefferson House, Lake of Patcon, spelled H-O, Ho, Pat, my name, Kong, C-O-N-G. And, you know, they have pictures of it and everything like that. Very, very, very lovely. So she permits us to use that on a Monday. So we're going to wait till a Monday, a nice Monday in September, and we will do it like late morning, and then I'll pack up and come home.
All right, sounds good.
It's a plan.
That's the plan, Stan.
That's it. So enjoy the. Oh, you're going to the city today?
No, we're not going.
Too hot for you? Huh?
Not for me.
Oh,
for someone else, you know.
Okay. Well, enjoy the heat. And get that insulation out of your pocket doors.
Okay. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.